Hold on a second. Oh my god, it's Ben from the network.
He heard about those extra holes that needed to be filled.
What would you do right now if, like, we're sitting here talking to Jenny and all of a sudden just Ben's dick comes on screen?
I mean, I'd watch. I mean, it's there.
Like, she's leaning porn. Over, like her head's turned to the side, and it's like all of a sudden.
The Jaws theme starts playing. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Okay. Have fun with your show, guys.
I'll play with
Congratulations on another episode.
I think she did.
Yeah, I did.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
God, why am I coughing now? As soon as we're ready to start. Sorry.
Get cum in your lungs.
I do. I've had a lot of cum in my lungs lately. Jeez.
You're not supposed to inhale it. You're just supposed to gargle it.
She's got a pube stuck in her throat.
Mm. I mean, maybe snowball it if you want, if the guy's into it. But you're not supposed to, like, actually inhale it, FYI.
So I'm not supposed to snort it.
No. It's not cocaine. It's not BC powder.
No, I was told that it's, you know, you're supposed to snort it like saline, like how you snort the neti pot.
Like a neti pot?
Yeah.
But with cum, you just pour cum through your nose.
Yeah.
And it rinses out the sinus cavity. Because
it's good for everything. It cures pink eye. It cures like mild infections. Like you can use it as bacitracin on a cut.
Does it cure like athlete's foot fungus?
No, but it cures yeast infections.
Ah, okay.
You remember in the Hunger Games how whenever somebody gets hurt, Woody Harrelson sends them like that cream that like automatically heals the wounds?
Yeah.
What if it's just cum?
It is.
It probably was.
It's his cum. Magical Woody Harrelson cum. Woody juice.
So welcome to Melody Broadcast, everybody. I'm Lauren.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Peter.
We're getting off to a good start this show.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson's jizz.
I think we should just write a blog about all the magical things that sperm can do.
It's just, I hope our listeners understand what this is coming from. I think they will, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we've discussed before, like, our listeners know that this is a bunch of crap. But we can put that out there, and they can share that on their Facebook page and see how many people they can fool.
Well, I think jizz is also a good transition into our first topic.
You know, okay. All right, I'll take this one on.
Jesus, take the wheel.
That's what she said.
Surprisingly, it has very little to do with jizz, as much as that, as hard as that may be to understand. But I'll go forward from here. Yeah, hard. Go hard. So speaking of hard, I just turned 35.
Ooh, congratulations.
And
you're old now.
Well, I've got a few things happening here in my head lately with this age, 35. I've never before been bothered by a birthday. It didn't upset me when I turned 30. You know, I don't lie about my age. I'm not afraid about aging whatsoever. But something just happened that I can only relate that, or that I can only, the only thing I think I can blame for it is my age.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Gray pubes?
No, I mean, I've had gray pubes for a while, but that's not.
Really?
Yeah, a long time.
But I'm 35 and I don't have any.
Do you have any gray hairs on your head?
Oh, I have a lot.
Hmm. No, I found my first gray pube, I think I was 26.
Wow.
And if I don't shave for a couple of days, it looks like I have salt and pepper all over my face.
So just dye your pubes pink. But anyway.
You have to bleach them first.
Not if they're all gray.
Oh. Like cotton candy down there.
That'd be really pretty.
That actually would.
But you'd have to like get it done really specially somewhere.
It would look like one of those troll dolls.
Oh, boy.
And if you get, like, a diamond butt plug, then that's, like, the magic jewel. Anyways, don't mean to detract from your story.
All right, so here's what happened.
Depravity. Yeah, I do.
I saw a baby.
Okay.
I saw a teeny itty bitty little newborn baby in person. This is my boss. My boss, his wife just had a baby, and she came in to visit him with the baby last week. And I was sick at the time, so I didn't even go hold her or like touch her. You know, I stayed like 3 feet away from the baby. Looking at this fucking baby from across the office, I swear to God, my ovaries just started singing to me.
Oh.
It was like my uterus was like, I'm empty. I need to be full of a little tiny person. Like, please, Lauren, go have sex. Go have sex and make a baby. And it was the oddest feeling I've ever had. Because let me just say, like, from as young as I can remember, I have loved babies. You know, when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. I always babysat. I was always excited whenever somebody in my family was having a baby, because it meant I got to be around the little baby and take care of it. Even, like, recently, my brother and sister both have really young kids, and I love being with the kids and babysitting them and holding them and playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never seen a baby and thought, oh my God, I want one right now.
Yeah.
I had never, because, and even like, it's really strange because even with my own son, newsflash, I didn't plan to get pregnant when I had my son.
Yeah, I didn't plan to get pregnant when I was unmarried and 17 either.
Right.
But at
the same time, I was, you know, I love my child. I love, like, you know, mm-hmm. I was pleased with the decision. I still am. I'm happy that I have my son, that I, you know, had my baby when I did. But
now, did you intend to have more kids when you were with his dad?
I always thought, well, when I was with his dad, I mean, it was just a terrible situation. So it was kind of like, I can't bring it. I knew right away I couldn't bring another child into that kind of
gotcha.
A life.
But like, say future down the road, you know, you could see yourself having more kids or something like that.
Yeah. But it always had to do with, I have to meet the right person. I have to be in the right position in my lifetime. And I'm definitely not too old to have a baby, but mm-hmm. I have a 13-year-old. Like, having a baby right now, like,
it would be tough starting over.
Yeah. And I mean, I have a good job, but it's not an amazing job. I'm not going to get more than 6 weeks of maternity leave, and I'm certainly not going to be able to afford a kid in daycare and a teenager going to college.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that it emotionally and intellectually makes no sense at all. But biologically,
yes,
I want a baby.
I know exactly where you're at.
And it doesn't matter. It's like, why did I suddenly decide, seeing this little tiny poopy creature, that I want a baby? Like, what is that?
It's not anything that you can even control. And like, when it happened to me, I was probably like 33, 34-ish, like right around the same age. I couldn't control it. And it actually pissed me off when it started happening to me. I was like, I don't want another kid, because I was in the same position. Like, mm-hmm. you know, my daughter was in high school. I don't want to start over. I don't have the finances. Bonus for me is, like, I was going through a divorce at the time, and like, I always could foresee myself having another kid down the road. But now I'm like going through my second divorce. I'm like, so, you know, not that I wanted to have a kid with him either, but you
right.
know, it was just like, I could see all my chances of ever having another kid that I thought that I wanted just out the window. And it was soul crushingly depressing. But at the same time, I'm like, but I don't need another kid. I'm fine.
Right.
I don't need another one.
And it's the strangest thing, though, because I've heard people talk about the biological clock and things like that. And I've always been like, oh, what's the big deal? Oh, that's just mm-hmm. bullshit. Why do people feel like they have to rush to get married or rush to have a kid?
I always thought it was bullshit.
I thought it was bullshit. And now all of a sudden it's like, there's, when emotionally and intellectually you are too sound to know that it's a good idea, yet your body still like yearns for something. And it's not even like, I know, like when I was saying, like, my uterus is begging to have a life inside of it. It's not like I'm horny. It's not like I immediately thought I want to have sex.
Right.
It's you not
just
that.
You just want a baby.
Yeah.
It's unexplainable.
Yeah.
And I mean, I did notice that, like, whenever it would be the worst is like when I guess I was ovulating or something, and like my body's like, hey, here's baby stuff. Hint, hint. You know, and it throws out the fucking hormones like on overdrive. Like
you go to the mall and you see the itty bitty little baby shoes.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, God. And it's still tough for me. I walk by the kids stores and see the little outfits and shit. And I'm like, I want another kid so I can dress them up like little cute baby dolls and shit. But I'm like, no, I don't. Fuck that shit. It's so annoying because, like, you're absolutely torn between, like, your physical drive, your biological imperative to fucking breed and get sperm shot up into your snatch and fucking get knocked up. But then you don't want kids at the same time.
Right. It's weird. Did you? And it's funny. I was just telling my friend Kitty this the other day. I was like, and she's like, no, you don't want more kids. And she's our age too. She has two kids, and they're both younger. Like her oldest is 5 or 6 or something. I don't know. No, her youngest is 6. Anyway, I get confused. You know how like somebody else's kids, they perpetually stay the same age in your mind. Like, oh yeah, they're still babies. Yeah. Anyway,
my daughter's still like 8. She's in college, but she's 8. You know,
but she said to me, she was like, you know, you don't want a baby. They're awful. They scream and they poop and you got to do this and you got to do that. And, you know, and then they grow up. And I was like, no, I didn't mind any of that stuff. I loved my son when he was a baby. I love my son now. I've loved every second of being a mother to him. The only thing I didn't like about having a baby was who I was married to at the time.
Yeah. 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 And it's, you know, I was thinking about it. It kind of almost feels like going through puberty again. Like you get all these like weird urges and emotions and stuff that you cannot control. Like no matter what you try to do, it's just like this like midlife crisis sort of puberty.
But doesn't it seem more normal to have puberty and be thinking about sex all the time than it does to be hitting pre-menopause and be thinking about yes. having a fucking baby?
Yes. Oh.
And yes, I just said pre-menopause about us. My God. And I said I didn't have a problem with age, and now I do.
You know, I didn't have a problem with age until I went past 35. Like, once I hit 36, I knew I was, like, approaching 40. I think it'll actually be easier to get to 40 than to be approaching 40.
It makes sense.
I don't know. But yeah, otherwise, like, I try to age gracefully and not think about, you know, the fact that my uterus is going to shrivel up and be empty and sad without a baby in it for the rest of my life. So what I'm saying is it gets easier because you could joke about it.
And I think I also feel really mad at myself for being a woman. You know, for the most
part. You can't help it.
Well, for the most part, I like being a girl, you know? But this, I don't feel like, I don't think that men have an equivalent of.
Well, it's a good thing we have a man on the show.
That's right, because we really need his opinion and input right now.
She wants your input.
Because you're the same age, Peter. Like,
so, oh, you want another baby and you want my input?
Peter's like, peace, I'm gone.
I was going to say, I think I can see the solution to everybody's problem right now.
No, I don't. I'm not paying for shit.
You can just mail me some sperm. It's okay.
Just put it in an envelope.
As we've established before on the show, I'm not like other guys, so I don't know if I could speak for all men mm-hmm. when I give my point of view. But when I was growing up, I was the youngest in my family. I had no experience around babies. I was always treated as the baby. When I got older and I started seeing babies in public, I was just like, those are weird. You know? So it wasn't until my late 20s that my best friend had her first child, and she asked me to be his godfather.
Aww.
And first I was like, you know I'm atheist, right? And she's like, yeah, it's just like, you know, be the Obi-Wan Kenobi to his Luke Skywalker. I was like, oh, okay, I can do that. So she had the baby, and, you know, since we're best friends, we hung out all of the time, and I got to watch this little baby that you could hold like in the palm of your hand grow into a little person. And I started feeling feelings of like, hey, that would be kind of cool to do on my own too. Mm-hmm. But then my internal logic is like, wait, you've said your entire life that you don't want kids because you're afraid that you would be like your own father, which is still true to this day. God, I hope he's not listening, but
sorry, Dad.
I had a difficult childhood, and as a result, I never wanted kids because I always figured that there would be some part of my father in me, and that would come out if I had my own kids.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
wouldn't want to subject a kid to that. So
I get that. Yeah, yeah.
But with my godson, like as he got older and like he started like developing emotions and like he would recognize who I was and like would get happy when he sees me, I was like, this Aww. Actually feels really cool. Mm-hmm. But my own logic overtakes that. And it's like, well, wait, you still don't want to have your own because A, you're not sure if you'd be a good father, and B, you'd still rather blow your money on PlayStation games instead of some kid's education.
But, yeah, I can hear what you're saying, and I can tell you the way that your godson makes you feel, your own kids would make you feel that way, and you would not, so you know, project those bad feelings onto it. But it's awesome that you can recognize that you'd rather spend your money on PlayStation than education and go with that. You know, if that's your choice, you shouldn't have kids.
I don't want to take a risk and potentially end up being a shitty father just for being like, hey, I wonder if I can do this. I don't want to take a risk and ruin somebody's life because of that. And also, I'm fine in the auxiliary role. I can be a godfather to my godson, hang out with him, have fun with him, you know. But then at the end of the day, I can give him back and I can return to my own life.
Exactly.
So I can get those paternal instincts out and still live life as a guy with no kids.
And I've heard some of the stories that you've told about your godson, and I think it's awesome. Like, you're raising him up on the right music and the right movies and all this kind of stuff.
It is so easy to shop for him because it's like, okay, what do I like? Because it's like, he loves Iron Man, he loves Spider-Man, he loves Star Wars, the originals. He doesn't like the prequels. He loves Bill and Ted. He wants to be a party dude when he grows up. He loves Nirvana. He loves Devo. He loves Weezer. It's like,
see, you're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're doing a great job.
Like, and like, I've even gotten the chance to like do fatherly stuff for him. Like, I was there when he asked what gay people were, and you know, I was like,
oh wow,
you know, well, some people have two mommies and some people have two daddies, and you can't control who you fall in love with, blah blah blah. And after that, I was like, wow, I participated.
Yeah.
Is that when you came out of the closet to him?
No. And another day, he was complaining about some kid bullying him on the playground, and I was telling him, you know, when that happens, don't even react to him. Just go straight to a teacher and tell them what happened. Don't engage him in any way, because fighting is never the answer. And I was like, wow, I just gave fatherly advice.
Mm-hmm. A lot of this reminds me of, like, the opening of Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say it.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, Peter. Do you need to have a child?
So I'm not one of the low IQ people having kids?
Right.
You're one of the smart people who's like, oh, I think I gotta wait until we have kids and blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, like, everybody else is just like, you know, pumping them out like it's a fucking Pez machine or Pez dispenser or something.
It's always been my stance, like, ever since, like, I could have a stance on whether I wanted to have kids, or it was just like, I don't want them, I don't know if I'd be a good father, and I enjoy being selfish.
Yeah. No, if you enjoy being selfish and you want to be selfish, don't have kids. Like, that's...
I'm totally willing to be a godfather and an uncle and give money to education, you know, with my taxes and stuff, but doing the actual parenting, I that's not me. I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, that's responsible, you know.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
Shit just got real.
Shit did get real.
So, wow. I mean, back to semen. Kids come from semen. And...
Okay, so, yeah, back to semen. I think that we can wrap up this segment with our latest Fuck, Marry, Kill game.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I saw this one on Twitter the other day. And we'll put the pictures up in the show notes for people, because you really have to see the pictures to truly appreciate. We've got young Bernie Sanders, young Joe Biden, and young Bill Clinton. And these are like 60s, 70s era for all these guys. So I think, Lauren, you can go first.
I can't. I got to look at the pictures again. We don't have...
Okay.
I really got to look at the pictures and give my real...
I got to see which one makes my vagina the wettest.
It's true. I got to see which one makes my loins ache for a baby the most.
I can tell you, because I remember vividly. I've had fantasies about this ever since I saw this picture. Fuck young Joe Biden, because he was hot as shit. He was, like, surprisingly hot. I mean,
he was a big fucking deal.
He kind of looks like a tuna sandwich on wheat now, but back in the day, he was a beefcake. Yeah, and I would marry young Bernie Sanders, because there's the picture of him that was provided in this challenge I saw on Twitter. He's young, he's got, like, this dark curly hair, he's got the hipster glasses, and he's holding a cute little baby, and that picture kind of made my uterus cry a little bit. When I saw that, I was like, I would definitely marry him and have his cute little Jewish babies. And then Lauren called me a Jew lover.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I dated a Jew before. Jews are good.
Why do you have to make me out to be anti-Semitic, Jenny?
Well, it's not like it's a bad thing. I mean, I'm not denying it, to be honest.
I used to have the Jewish version of Tinder on my phone called J Swipe, just because
there's also J Date, right?
I knew about J Date.
Yeah, never heard of J Swipe.
I've had good experiences with Jews in the past, so I figured, you know, just cut right to the chase and go straight for a Jew.
But aren't you supposed to be Jewish in order to?
I in my profile I'm listed as other, so I'm not lying on there. So, you know, if one day Natalie Portman, you know, goes on her J Swipe app and
she sees you.
Yeah.
Some women like to date Jewish men because they like cut dicks.
But I mean, really, like, probably 90% of the population is circumcised at this point.
You know? But yeah, that's changing.
I'm circumcised.
Yeah. That's changing, though.
Yeah. A lot of, I've noticed that a lot of the parents that I know, the new parents that I know, are, if they have a boy, they take the stance of it's his choice. If he wants it, when he's old enough to know what it is. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I was born, it was just kind of like, that's just what you did when you had a kid. Yeah, I'm circumcised. And I don't hold that against my parents or anything. I don't care. I don't know the difference.
Yeah. I know some people who do hold it against their parents.
Yeah, which is bullshit. It's like...
That's disgusting. Why would you hold your circumcised penis against your parents? Did you get the pictures yet?
I did. I have received the pictures.
Maybe while you're looking at them and thinking about it, Peter can answer.
Let's see.
And you know, I noticed that I couldn't bring myself to say kill young Bill Clinton, because I wouldn't want to kill him. It's just that it's like last resort.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to kill any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just friend zone him instead?
No, it's not called fuck, marry, friend zone. It's fuck, marry, kill. Right? We're not a nice show for nice people. Part of the challenge of fuck, marry, kill is that somebody has to die.
But do I have to do it?
Yes.
Or can he just, like, die of, like, STD-related?
You have to choose that he's killed. It's not necessarily that you have to murder him, but you have to choose for him to be killed.
Okay. So, right. Yeah, he got an STD from a prostitute and died of complications from that.
I would...
Untreated syphilis.
I would fuck Bill Clinton because I know he's into some kinky shit. So
yeah.
I'd marry Joe Biden because look at that man. I mean,
he is sexy.
Yeah. And he just looks like an upstanding, you know, like he wouldn't fuck around on you. He'd fight for you. And I'd kill Bernie, not because I don't like him, but because in a fuck or marry situation, he always just seems like he's angry about something. And like, he's always got that personality of like an old guy getting ready to yell at the waiter for like bring out the wrong meal or something. Like, I feel like I would just be stressed out around him all the time.
Mm. This is the hardest choice I've ever had to make in fuck, marry, kill. Really.
It's tough because they're all pretty hot.
I can't see. Okay, to me, Bill Clinton is the least hot. Okay.
Yeah.
However, yeah. I know myself well enough to know I would have fallen for Bill Clinton's tricks. Because we all know he had a lot of them, all right?
He's charismatic as fuck.
Charismatic as fuck. And, you know, luring 21-year-old interns and whatever else he did that we don't know about.
Yeah.
You know, he was swinging that dick around and showing off his power. And, you know, he's kind of an asshole. And unfortunately, I kind of fall for that all too often.
Get down gotcha. Here and suck the first penis.
And it was the first penis of Arkansas at the time. Actually, it wasn't even. I mean, he was in college then, so.
Yeah.
Man, and I don't know. Truthfully, I know I would have fallen for it, but in this scenario, I'm going to have to go ahead and kill Bill Clinton.
Oh.
Kill Bill.
And, I want to fuck young Bernie Sanders. I want him to leave his glasses on, pull me out back after a poetry reading, and have his way with me.
Yeah.
And I'll marry Joe Biden, and I'll enjoy life in the spotlight on his arm.
I imagine like a very glamorous.
He's a handsome fucker, man.
Yeah. That's Man. A very glamorous life with young Joe Biden.
Yeah, God.
He looks like the valedictorian.
Yeah, really? He's like Johnny Football. Like
Johnny Utah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so we should post the pictures up and see if we can get listeners to participate in this challenge. With
and
us.
And given Peter's description of Bernie Sanders always being like on the cusp of rage, yeah, that's what I want to fuck.
Good point.
That's where I want him to be when he's like, let's get out of here, baby.
We gotta break up the big banks. I'm gonna break up your big pussy. I'm gonna socialize that plot.
That's old. That's old Sanders, okay?
Oh, he was old in that picture, too.
He's not old. He is like 32.
That picture is from like 1890 or something. Everyone else, this is like the mid 60s. For Bernie, that's like the Great Depression or something.
That baby does kind of look like Oliver Twist or something.
That's actually like young Bill Clinton as a baby.
Man, this was a great challenge. I hope everybody goes to our website and looks at these pictures so they understand how difficult of a decision this was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would really love for the listeners to call in or send us a tweet or something with a challenge of their own so we can discuss it on the air.
Yes. And we will.
Yeah.
And include some women sometime, please.
Yeah, no, I'm equal opportunity fuck, marry, kill here. Sure. Include women and men. We can do a co-ed fuck, marry, kill. Why not?
I like it. Bring it on. Bring it on, bitches. So yeah, call us with those 757-541-CUND. And our Twitter is at Mouthy Broadcast if you want to send us pictures and all that shit. But we need to take a break because we were talking about babies and banging people for like way too much. Or maybe not enough. But, you know.
think we talk too much about babies and not enough about banging people.
So yeah, we'll come back in a minute with Peter's theory about an upcoming holiday and some religious stuff. Just politics and religion, we'll bring it all together.
Nothing but a G thing, baby. Two loped out niggas going crazy. Death Row is a label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to phase me.
I think Peter sounds ready for
doing
sex.
Some backup research.
Yeah.
So, are we back or?
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, yeah, you just
we're
brought back. Us back.
Okay.
Way back.
Okay, I know I mentioned earlier in the episode that I'm an atheist, but I wasn't being completely truthful there.
Uh-oh. You lied to our audience? You fucking bastard!
Okay, I have a theory, and this was co-developed by my friend Michael Gatton. Jenny, you know him online.
Oh, I think Snuggles is his given name, his Christian name.
We developed this during college, and it's pretty sound.
We almost made it the whole episode without talking about sounding, and Peter anyway. Brought it back up.
Like, there should be, like, a little reset clock on our show. Like,
it has
how
been
many episodes?
3 episodes since someone mentioned sounding.
Days without incident.
Now it's back to zero.
It was only 2 episodes, wasn't it? 1 episode. I don't know.
I think it was only 1. Yeah. Oh, well.
I wanted to talk about this near Christmas, but it kind of got bumped away because we had more important shit to talk about. So I figured we'll save it till Easter because it also has something to do with Easter. My friend Michael and I, as well as some numerous converts, we believe that Dr. Dre is God. The evidence to support that theory is, okay, Dre is a creator, right? He creates things. Mm-hmm. He helped create modern gangster rap, the world that we lived in for 15 years.
Right.
There's a song on 2001 called The Watcher, where Dre's not in the game, but he's still watching over everybody, just as God would, you know? God doesn't interfere, but he's still watching over us. There's Forgot About Dre. If you forget about Dre, or you say his name in vain, he will smite you.
Yeah, you can't take the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, he will smite you. also, when rap was starting to get really down and things were looking grim, he sent his only begotten son, Save Rap, and that was Eminem. And
that's awesome.
Eminem died for rap sins. So that's why we celebrate Emin Easter and Dre-mas.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Peter?
Yes.
How can Dre be God? Like, didn't he beat his wife and shit?
That's Old Testament. That doesn't count. But
that's like equivalent to like God saying it's okay to whip your slave, right?
Yeah, that's back when like he was an angry God.
Okay.
Makes
sense. Yeah.
Is there an equivalent of like the Ark, Noah's Ark situation in the Dre religion?
He created his own record label and I guess housed some rappers on there. I mean, it doesn't run completely parallel to Christianity, but I think...
Well, no, I think the situation with the Great Flood and Noah would be more like, because at that time in the Bible, God was ready to destroy the earth. He was like, we are done. Everybody's gone. But okay, mm-hmm. Noah, you can build an ark and save a couple of people. I think that's more equivalent to like NWA breaking up.
Yeah, you could say that.
Because he was, like, all angry at Eazy-E and like, we're over! GTFO, Eazy-E! You know, and then he had, like, all those, like, slamming Eazy-E albums and stuff.
That was just the first Chronic album.
Okay.
They became friends again after
that. Right, well, but it was only because Eazy-E...
was dying.
It was dying of AIDS. Which is what happened after the flood. God told Noah... you did a good thing, Noah, and we all love you, and we forgive you. And then God created the rainbow. So I think that's what... Didn't Dre do something in Eazy-E's name when he died?
Because
I think that would be the equivalent of
God
creating
the rainbow
for Noah. I know,
like, in some of his videos, like, he said, like, R.I.P. Eazy-E and stuff like that.
So that was, like, God sending the olive branch?
Yeah, that thing.
See, you know what's sad is I don't know enough about religion to really have any kind of interesting questions about this, or I don't even know.
Well, okay, here's another one. Jesus had 12 apostles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eminem is also in a rap group called D12. While there's not 12 of them, still the parallel cannot be ignored.
Maybe they're just, you don't see them. You have to have faith that they're all there.
I have faith. Every year I put up my Dre-mas tree, which is basically a big tree of weed. for Emin Easter, I call up my friend Kim and I yell at her.
You need to take Jenny's daughter with you when you yell at her next time.
I was going to say, you know, my daughter's name is Haley.
Nowadays, everybody would talk about something to say. That would move your lips. What's a bunch of gibberish? Motherfuckers ask if you're about Dre. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
So how do you celebrate Emin Easter?
You paint some eggs bleach blonde.
walk 8 miles.
You have some of mom's spaghetti. but make sure that there's some vomit on your sweater. Not pizza vomit, spaghetti vomit.
And I would assume that you would just go ahead and put out a bowl of M&Ms.
No, you put out purple pills, because that's what M&M was into.
I like it. I might have to try that this year. I don't know if I know anybody named Kim.
You also take a long time to write back to your fans, which drives them to the point of killing themselves.
God damn.
Like Stan. And M&M, you know, he was a martyr. Like, he, you know, a lot of people tried to persecute him for being homophobic, for being misogynistic.
Mm. White.
But still, you gotta, all things aside, it's pretty admirable that Eminem was so good that, like, the hip-hop community was like, all right, yeah, you're one of us. Like, like he actually had skill that made, like, all of the other, that was traditionally a black genre, they were all like, okay, yeah, you're one of us. Like, welcome. Like, we will make albums with you.
So it was like Vanilla Ice a false prophet?
Yeah, Vanilla Ice was a false prophet. The Beastie Boys are Jewish, so that's...
Well, they're like the John the Baptist.
Or maybe they're the three wise men. I don't care if this fits or not. I'm going with that one.
I think Ice Cube was one of the apostles. He foretold of a good day. He warned us to chickity-check ourselves before we wreck ourselves.
A reading from the prophet Ice Cube in the book Compton.
I think that's the first commandment, isn't it? Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Exactly. And I mean, those are words to live by.
I use that one like almost daily. So I might have to convert to this religion. I mean, as you can see, I'm wearing my Flying Spaghetti Monster shirt today. But
have you seen the picture of Eminem as spaghetti?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God, it's my favorite thing ever.
Oh my God, like there's a pile of spaghetti with his head is like meatballs and shit. Is this what you're talking about?
No. Hold on, let me find what I'm talking about. But in Lose Yourself, he starts singing about, he's, you know, how's it start out?
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down, the whole crowd goes so loud, he's choking how, everybody's joking now, the clock's run out, time's up, over, blow, snap back to reality, up there goes gravity, up there goes rabbit, he choked, he's so mad, but he woke up that easy. No.
Slow down, Peter.
Maybe, like, the Flying Spaghetti Monster could be, like, a minor deity in this religion. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk, they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of temper bridge, motherfuckers act, they forgot about Trey. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk, they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of temper bridge, motherfuckers act, they forgot about Trey. What do you say to somebody you hate? What? Anyone trying to make trouble you pay? All right. All right, then.
Listeners, our show would be so empty without you. I am whatever you say I am. And if I'm not, no.
So I guess if anybody has any, wants to call in and like ask you some questions or something about this, they can do this. Like, but I don't know, Dre might smite them if they question.
Peter, the prophet of the Church of Dre.
I like it.
Yeah. No, I don't think Dre's going to smite anybody because his son, Eminem, will speak kindly of the white folk.
He sent Eminem so that he wouldn't have to smite anybody else.
That's
basically.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus doesn't like imposters, so, I mean, will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know how to wrap it up at this point.
Well, we know that Lauren's not going to be wrapping it up because she wants another baby.
I think that's all the more reason to wrap it up.
Right.
Like, no, because, well, here's something really funny. Like, I'm on the pill. But it's like, now I don't trust my body to accept the pill. Like, because since I can't rationally explain the feelings that I have, since I know these feelings are caused by biology, I believe, like, that my body's biology could reject the hormones that I'm taking through the, you know, the artificial hormones of the birth control.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
That tricky uterus might fool you.
That's right.
Just be like, I just forgot to absorb it that day. Whoops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You never know.
But maybe Dre will send you a child. Dre will bless you with a child.
Dre works in mysterious ways.
Maybe my next baby will be Eminem. As long as I don't have a baby with Eminem. Jeez.
Oh, God.
I saw how that went for him last time.
Whoa.
I don't know. Have you seen his daughter lately? She looks really good.
I just meant, you know, all the songs about killing her mother.
All right, maybe we should just go ahead and just kill the show. Just kill it.
Just fuck Mary, kill it.
Fuck. Do it! Yeah, so, in conclusion, give us a call at 757-541-CUNT. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, Mouthy Broadcast. And email us. Find us on Instagram. We're on Pinterest. We have, like, every social media thing ever.
We don't have a Vine, do we?
No Vine. We're gonna need MySpace.
We're gonna need to, like, start Vining some, Oh, yeah, no Grindr.
We're volunteering you for that one, Peter.
That's Howard's area.
Howard is in a relationship.
Yeah, Howard's married.
Yeah, that's not happening.
She can be on Grindr. Wow. So, see you next Tuesday, everybody.
I'm gonna have to go find a baby to raise. Kidnap a baby. No sex.
I can write about cartoon fake cats on my phone.
In their buttholes.